Welcome back to EA Radio. I'm Bob Collins. Thanks for joining us. We're at Oshkosh. We're here from noon to one each day talking to people who build their own airplanes, discussing any things that happen when they do, and this is one of the stories now. I think the most fun people to talk to at Oshkosh each year are the people who are experiencing it for the first time. And Alex Cuellar. By the way, did I pronounce your last name correctly?
Cuellar, yeah.
Cuellar, good. Alex is one of those people. He's in the studio now. So is his dad, Alejandro. Mike Redig, who posted a message on Vans Air Force site in the spring, right, Mike?
Yeah, it was probably early spring, maybe February.
And Paul Merrims is here, and RV8 builder.
7A.
7A, right. The right 7, as we like to say. And they were involved with making Alex's dream come true. Alex got the aviation bug at some point.
It all started with Mike, and he basically taught me how to rivet, and we had a great time together, and he was so nice, and then after a while he got all his Vans group, and the all helped to pay for this whole thing to get me here, and it's so amazing how.
Backing up for a second, Alex, just so you know the background,
right.
Is my brother actually is a pilot, and he put him behind the wheel one time, and that was all it took. And ever since, Alex has been mowing lawns in order to, for flight time, basically. And I think Mike kind of recognized that dream and saw what Alex had been through over the last year, and Paul heard about it, and the people at Home Built Headquarters, and they kind of all came through to kind of nurture that dream.
Alex was diagnosed with a brain tumor of some repute.
Right. Yeah.
When was that?
That was July, almost this time last year.
Yeah.
And so it's been since he's gone through chemotherapy, about 10 rounds of chemotherapy, a month of radiation, so 20-some straight days of radiation, and quite a bit of treatment over the last month, and it just culminated in January. They couldn't continue, but the good news was that MRIs after that showed that there was no growth.
Yeah.
So it made this possible, his healing. He just started eating solid food a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're you know, and we're here, which is a miracle to get from that point last year to this point.
Yeah, I've been improving a lot.
And so you've helped Mike build an RV-10, was that right, Mike?
Yeah, I actually, the way that all began is his mom, Michelle, actually works with my wife, Annetta, at Denver Water. We're from Colorado, and so anyway, they found out, I guess through the grapevine, that we're building an RV-10 in our garage, and of course that's a fairly unusual thing, I guess, at Denver Water and in most everywhere. So we got a call, hey, can we come take a look? And of course, anybody that's there voluntarily, boy, I have to force people sometimes to come in, but once they get in there and see what we're doing, it's pretty exciting. And meeting Alex and his mom was great. Gave him a sort of a little 101 course. Paul could probably take over there. He's the expert. Yeah. But I tried to show him through the tools and show him that it's easy to build these airplanes. And anybody can do it.
Let me read the message, a part of the message that you posted on Vans Air Force when Alex came over to help out. He said, I asked if he'd ever been to Osh. He answered no and said it probably wasn't financially possible. I asked if you could go, would you be healthy enough to go? He said he would certainly try. I told him, don't give up, and if you can get to Osh, I promise you, you won't be disappointed. As he left, Alex told me he would ask the Make-A-Wish people and that hopefully he would see me there this year. So how'd you get here?
Well, we both made our promises, and we both kept them. And I've been eating a lot of solid food, great food. You know, it started a couple weeks ago that I started eating regular food, and it's been awesome recovery.
Paul Merrims is one of the smartest people I've ever met in home building, I should say. And somehow he made all this, or made part of this happen. Tell me more. Swing that microphone around first,
sure.
Though.
I saw a posting on Vans Air Force from Mike about the story about Alex, and I've been coming to Oshkosh for 8 years, staying at a church school where it's a fundraiser. They house about 120 people, and I thought the church might be able to provide some bed space for a discount or for free, and after talking with them more, it became apparent we needed to raise some money, and I kind of felt an obligation, since I kind of started with Mike, to see what I could do on my own. I solicited friends of mine, pilots, ex-military pilots, people who appreciate aviation. No one turned us down, started collecting the funds. We went and posted on Vans Air Force, had a donation section on my website, and directed people towards it because Mike was getting several personal notes, private messages asking how could they help. And there were very generous contributions from here in the States and from overseas as well. And so with that, we were able to cover his housing, cover all his needs while they're here. They were able to secure an RB-10 to fly them out, and that's how we got him here.
Yeah, I should point out that you are the inventor of the, and I have to get the, is it DRDT?
Dash 2.
Dash 2 Dimpler, which is the thing that you don't have to, with a C-frame tool that you don't have to whack with a giant hammer. That you developed far too late to be part of my project, you rat.
I'll tell you, that thing is great. Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
Yeah. So who flew whom?
Dwight Dreffs, who he's not here right now, but a big shout out to him. Thanks,
absolutely,
Dwight. He brought them here all the way from Colorado.
Yeah.
And also Gary Menzimer over at Ray Allen Company, through which we were able to get the weekly passes here at for EAA, so he could come to Oshkosh every day.
Right.
And everybody, countless others who gave money and time and just kept him going. You know, it all started even before that with Young Eagles, giving him some stick time, getting him up, just keeping him positive at probably a time when it's kind of hard to do that. So it was great. And it was just all those people, all those Vans builders, really, getting involved. It's really been sort of a Vans aircraft effort from the beginning, all the people that are building out there.
So they told you, Alex, that you wouldn't be disappointed once you got here. I'm assuming you haven't been disappointed, but have you been surprised even by, you know, the hype that we tend to give Oshkosh, that it met it or not? Or
it's so great here. I mean, like, I've never been to an air show like this. And so many planes are interesting, some I haven't seen before, and it's so cool to see all these planes here.
What are you going to build when you build your airplane? Or do you have an interest in building your own airplane?
Well, yeah, that would be great to build an airplane, and I think probably RV-6 or something would be kind of cool to make.
Oshkosh can wear you out.
Yeah.
How do you, have you got a plan for not letting it?
Right, we found a pond with willow trees.
You did?
We hang out.
A pond?
Oh, yeah.
That you can swim in?
Yeah.
I've been looking for a pond for 13 years.
Well, we're not swimming in it, but I do like looking at it. Yeah.
Yeah. So where what have you seen so far? What's and what are you looking forward to seeing?
Well, I'm looking forward to the Saturday air show, Saturday night. And they tell me that it's going to be a great air show, and you know, there's going to be a lot of lights out there, and also the Steve Miller Band.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to see them in concert.
Yeah. When did you get the aviation bug? When did airplanes start to be a big part of your life?
Well, they've kind of always been in my life, but when I was 12, I decided that I should go take a flight, and I did that. I paid with my own money. I mow the lawn, do chores, and after that, it just became a hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Kept doing it over and over again.
You mowed lawns to raise money for your flight, like a discovery flight and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I did.
Oh man, you're a man after my own heart. I threw newspapers every year for 10 years to raise money to build a plane. So I should have mowed lawns, though. That's
right.
Where the big
or
money
birthday
is.
Birthday money, too. Birthday money.
Yeah.
Saved up all that.
So where's he get that from, Dad? Where does he get the...
You know, I loved planes, too, but, you know, I had kids young. Alex is, you know, almost 17 now, and I had him at 21, so the funds weren't there for it. But my brother has always been a private pilot, and so he kind of, you know, nurtured that a little bit, too, and I've pushed it, too, like, hey, you got birthday money.
Yeah.
It's enough for an hour of flight. Go for it. And he's just kind of latched onto it, and I think it's a great way for, you know, him to pass the time.
You two guys got to be feeling pretty good, huh? Making wishes come true? I mean, that's a day's work.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the biggest thing that made me want to get involved was, you know, when I was Alex's age, I was always into things that fly, really anything that flies. I think that's sort of a common story for most people here. But I guess I just didn't have a lot of people around me to really get me into it and keep me going. And so I thought, you know, here's a kid who's obviously been bitten by the same bug, you know, and I just think we all need to give a helping hand to people in our community, you know, no matter whether they're, you know, in Alex's condition or not. You know, everybody just needs to constantly remind people that how special aviation is and how anybody can get into this and stay in it.
Yeah. You know? You're still building? Or
yeah. Yeah, still building.
Where are
you? Working
on
the wings right now in my RV-10. Yeah. Just drilled about a couple of thousand holes couple times, too, right before coming to Oshkosh. But that's all part of it. Sometimes it's monotony, but boy, it's just great to see progress. I love it.
Can you give him a hand on the wings? Because it is monotony.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Here you go.
He'd like you to defer. He would like you to defer all the wing ribs.
That's right.
If you could, as soon as you get back.
Yeah. They really worked so hard to get me here, and just it's like a second wish, because
we want to say thank you for that. I mean, everybody from obviously Mike, who started this, Dwight Draff, who brought us out, Chad Jensen from Home Built Headquarters, Mike Dooley, who's still even trying to organize even throughout this air show, other events for us to go to. I know I'm missing somebody else, the Ray Allen Company, Gary and his father. I mean, just, you know, I just want to say this is a community of people who, you know, obviously are blessed enough to buy and build an airplane, who are intelligent, kind. You can just see the passion with them all the time. And they take that and they kind of nurture that within Alex, and we're kind enough to put this together. So we're so grateful. We love being a part of this community and learning more. This is obviously our first time at AirVenture. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
To all of you for everything you've done for us. It's very touching.
It's a pleasure to have you all here today. I look forward to seeing you again. I look forward to dropping into Centennial, Colorado sometime and saying hey and working on your plane.
That's right.
You don't want me to work on your plane.
But if I could, anyway. Great to see you. Thanks so much for being here. Best of luck to you.
Yeah, thank you for talking with us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure. Alex and Alejandro Cuellar, Mike Reddick, Paul Merrims have been with us today on EA Radio about making some dreams come true.